We're in the studio speaking via telephone with jazz guitarist Ben Rice, who has a new album out called Seeds, and it is smoking. How are you doing tonight, Ben?
I'm doing well. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing fantastic. A couple of questions to ask you. How did you get started in music?
Well, if I'm being completely honest, my dad made me take piano lessons.
So how did that go?
Well, I resisted it for a while, but I did stick with it and eventually started enjoying it, and I started playing for a church, which required me to up my skill a bit, and I just, you know, kept with it. And along the way, I started playing percussion in the school band, and that's what I actually went to college in initially, was percussion. And that's at Murray State, actually. I studied with Dr. John Hill there.
All right, go Racers.
Yeah. And along the way, I picked up the guitar, and that's what I did my graduate degree in at Indiana University. Did a jazz studies degree in guitar, and so it just kind of snowball effect, you know.
Well, who are some of your musical influences on guitar and other instruments that you play? Who are some of the people that you jive to?
You know, there are so many, but I'll give you the high points. On guitar, there are three people I would have to say have stood out the most to me. And Jim Hall has been a huge influence on me. Grant Green was another one. And then John Abercrombie is kind of the unsung ECM hero. Everyone flocks to Pat Metheny, but Abercrombie always hit me a little deeper for some reason.
Yeah, I saw him play with Charles Lloyd a few years ago. He is just outstanding. And so was your album. I was on my way into my office, and I heard a mutual friend of ours, Bill Schell, listening to you, and it caught my attention. And I said, listen, whatever you're listening to, can I listen to that afterwards? And so I went in after one of my classes, and I started listening to your album, and it is outstanding. Tell us a little bit about how that project came about.
Well, I've been in Nashville for about 5 years, and I just, you know, started playing with random people and whatnot, and I was kind of just trudging along, you know, very, very, you know, head to the ground, kind of seeing who I could play with. All of a sudden, I get a call from a guy I went to grad school with, and he's like, oh, I moved back to Tennessee. He's from here originally, and so we start playing. We start playing some jazz. And we, you know, went through a litany of bass players to find the right one, the guy Jimmy Sullivan, who's playing with us now. And I, along the way, I'd met a pianist friend, Matt Endall, on there, and I didn't want to bring him in until the bassist was right. And so when that happened, we just got together and started playing. I had started writing a bunch of tunes. There, it was really, my wife became pregnant, and I just had this great inspiration, and I just wrote tune after tune after tune. And we started rehearsing them, went in and recorded them, and, you know, I was happy with what came out.
Do you do gigs in the Middle Tennessee, West Kentucky area from time to time, or?
Yeah, Middle Tennessee is really where we focus. The group is interesting, and, like, our pianist is a Belmont teacher. The bassist does a lot of touring gigs. I mean, he was Leanne Womack's bass player at one point. So we try to keep it kind of local because everyone stays pretty busy of their own accord, as well as this group. But we do other things well. Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to make a pitch for you to come this way because I know people here would really dig you. I know they would. We're just two days.
I would love it.
We'd be glad to have you. We're just 2 days out from Christmas. Do you have any thoughts or anything about the holiday season as we really hit the high water mark of that tomorrow night with Christmas Eve and, of course, going into Christmas and New Year's? What are your thoughts about this season?
I think in my life right now, I'm seeing a great state of civil unrest. And this is something, being 31 years old, that I haven't experienced to the level of, say, people my parents' age have. And I hope in this time of the holidays that we can just remember that we're all human and that we can love one another.
I think that says it all. And you know what? I totally agree. This is our interview with Ben Rice. Very, very excellent jazz guitarist, and he's done some other great things that I've been privy to listen to. And Ben, it was a pleasure speaking with you tonight, and on behalf of this station and our listeners, we want to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy 2016.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Anytime, man. Yeah.